Lively Stones Meditations for 24th December 2023. Myrrh, a very costly fragrant oil. Reading from Matthew chapter 26, verses 7 to 13. A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. When his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not always have. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." This very costly fragrant oil is myrrh, a perfumed oil often mentioned in Scripture. It is said to be an oil used as an anointing for burial, as well as an holy oil used to anoint the tabernacle, high priests, and kings. For Jesus, it was one of the gifts, along with gold and frankincense, brought by the wise men at his birth. We see that this event from Matthew's Gospel holds a special place in Jesus' story, for it reveals the beginning and end of his earthly existence and relates this with a holy oil confirming him as our King of Kings and our great High Priest. The anointing oil is the carrier of the Holy Spirit's touch, the sanctity of that intimate relationship between God and his King and Priest. Scripture tells us that all who accept Jesus as Lord and Saviour are kings and priests in his service. Only recently we have witnessed an example of the continuing significance of this with the use of anointing oil in the coronation ceremony for King Charles III. And although this very costly fragrant oil was an olive oil perfumed with rose, jasmine, cinnamon, amber, sesame, orange blossom and neroli, the event was the most important and intimate part of the ceremony. For this reason, it was not shown publicly or revealed on television, with the king obscured from view under the canopy during that part of the ceremony. The significance of the event described by Matthew is that the very costly fragrant oil poured on Jesus' head is described shortly before the crucifixion story unfolds, and the apostles' objections to this waste of the oil reveals once again their stuckness in natural understanding, perhaps unable to see the spiritual significance. Jesus was being given a great anointing and Holy Spirit strengthening by Father God for his final hours on earth. He was being anointed for burial, for in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial, he says, and thus is given supernatural life to take him through the cross and into everlasting life. The import of that gift of myrrh by the wise men is now revealed and unveils to our understanding part of the deeper truth that makes Christmas such a special time of remembrance and, yes, celebration. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Also take for yourself quality spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary and the hin of olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 to 25. Worshippers aren't made when they see the enemy on the run, put to flight. The truth is, worshippers of God are made during dark, stormy nights. And how we respond to our storms determines just what kind of worshippers we are. David Wilkerson.